My guest at this time is Phyllis Schlafly. She is the founder of Eagle Forum, which can be found at eagleforum.org. She is most famous for her fight against the Equal Rights Amendment back in the 70s and 80s. She joins me now to talk about the ongoing fight over the funding for the Department of Homeland Security and specifically what Congress ought to do about funding for the president's unilateral action on immigration. She has also recently spoken out on what she believes is an effort to coronate Jeb Bush as the Republican nominee for 2016. And we'll get her thoughts on that as well. And Phyllis, it's great to have you with us again. Thank you.
Oh, thanks a lot, Greg. Always good to join you.
Well, the stories we're hearing this week is that the House leadership led by Speaker Boehner will bring forward the clean bill for Department of Homeland Security funding, which obviously includes the money for the president's immigration action through the end of this fiscal year, which is the end of September. What's your reaction if, in fact, that is the plan?
That's an insult to everybody who voted to elect the Republicans in the last congressional election. I think the American people clearly voted against Obama's illegal, unconstitutional bills of all kinds. Amnesty is the main one, but there are others, too. And the American people are absolutely against amnesty, and they don't want it funded. And I just don't understand the Republicans.
Can this fight be fought another day, as some suggest, because of the need to fund Homeland Security? Can it be left to the courts, or is this the time right now where opponents have to take a stand?
This is a legislative problem. It's not a court problem. The courts ought to butt out of interfering with legislation. The Constitution gives the House the power of the purse, and they should exercise that power of the purse by cutting off money that they think is wrong.
Is this something that could be brought up again in the appropriations process later this year for the next fiscal year, or is this something that once you let the camel's nose under the tent, it's pretty hard to get rid of?
I think what you said last is probably right. I don't understand the House. We elected a Republican Congress in the hope that they would stand up to Obama and do what the American people want. The American people do not want amnesty, whether it's illegally imposed by Obama or even passed by the Congress.
There's not only Democrats now, but also the American Action Network, which is a PAC affiliated with the House Republican leadership, running ads against conservatives who voted against the funding bill with the immigration funding in it last week, saying that, look, this is a problem of national security. We don't agree with this, but national security is more important. We have to send this message to our friends and our allies that we're taking this seriously. And while we don't like what the president did on immigration, we can't let Homeland Security be held hostage over this. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think you're right. I think it is a matter of national security. There's new information out on how many crimes are committed by these illegal aliens who get in here one way or another, or who are let in by Obama. And when we let him go ahead with his illegal amnesty, it's an offense to everybody. These illegal aliens are committing all kinds of crimes, from murder to drunk driving and so forth. And we're just looking for some Republicans to stand up and fulfill what they believe. And anyway, I've read that they've declared most of the employees of Homeland Security essential, so they're really not going to be laid off at all.
What do you expect to happen this week, Phyllis?
Well, I'm not a predictor, but I wish Republicans would be Republicans. That's what we really need, people to stand up to Obama. I think he's a disaster for our country, and he doesn't have our national security at heart.
Speaking of Republicans, of course, we're already into the process for the 2016 presidential cycle. There is no shortage of candidates who are either making active moves to get into the race or seriously considering the race. But you've said recently that you believe the Republican establishment is essentially trying to set up a coronation for Jeb Bush. Why do you believe that?
Oh, well, that's what they've been trying to do, have a coronation for their candidate every time. And they've been successful in getting their candidate nominated, but they've been a series of losers, and we're tired of their losers. They pick globalists and internationalists the American people do not want. And so I'm hoping that the grassroots will rise up. And the way to rise up is with knowledge. And that's in my new edition of A Choice, Not an Echo, which gives you all the tricks and shenanigans that the kingmakers have used in convention after convention to outwit the conservatives and pick the internationalists they want.
Phyllis mentioned her book, A Choice Not an Echo. It's just been re-released in a 50th anniversary edition. Phyllis, Jeb Bush appeared at CPAC along with a lot of other important folks who are being considered for the Republican presidential nomination. You were there. You were honored at this year's CPAC. What did you make of his performance, particularly on some of the more controversial issues for conservatives like immigration and education?
Well, he wasn't very enthusiastically received. And the main thing is, on the two hottest issues at the grassroots, he's wrong. And they are amnesty and Common Core. And the American people at the grassroots do not want amnesty, period, and they do not want Common Core to take over the teaching of our kids in public school. And so I think Jeb Bush didn't help himself by coming to CPAC at all.
I know by opposing a coronation, you're not looking to necessarily endorse anyone at this point, but is there someone that's either likely to get in the field or considering that you're particularly enthusiastic about?
Well, I haven't picked the one I'm going to support yet, but I certainly was impressed with the presentation made by Scott Walker of Wisconsin. Of course, he has quite an incredible career, being elected four times by against all kinds of odds. And I thought he made a very good speech. I also thought a very good speech was made by Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana, who covered a lot of important issues, and particularly the fact that we do not want a lot of these illegals to be assimilated, and they don't want to be assimilated into America. I think anybody who's let into this country for a permanent residency should want to be an American. And if they don't want to be an American and abide by our Constitution and laws, we shouldn't let them in.
Last question, Phyllis. If, in fact, the Republicans allow funding for the president's immigration action to go forward, how do you think that affects the way the public's likely to look at the party heading into 2016?
I think it's going to be acute disappointment. And they may retaliate in the next election. We're hoping we'll have a replacement for Obama in the next election. But giving Obama what he wants right now is not what the American people want.
Phyllis, we'll call time there. Thank you, as always, for your time.
And go on eagleforum.org for further info.
EagleForum.org is the website for the Eagle Forum, founded by Phyllis Schlafly. She also was the leader of the opposition to the Equal Rights Amendment movement in the 1970s and 80s. Her latest book is a re-release of A Choice Not an Echo. Last year, she also released another book entitled Who Killed the American Family? I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.